I'm Tommy Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Red Ocean and Lincoln County. While other resort towns like Taos are concerned about bringing tourists into their community because of the COVID-19 virus, tourists, though, have been flocking to the village of Rio Doso for a weekend getaway. Village of Rio Doso Mayor Lynn Crawford.
Yes, we have been. Midtown was busy all weekend. We had a good crowd, even though, you know, we're not advertising for tourists yet, but people are just coming up to the Cool Pines. We're getting rain pretty much every evening or every afternoon, but it's just beautiful. Everything's green, and, you know, it's hard not to stay, you know, hard not to.
And village officials are diligent about the health mandates that the governor has in place.
Well, we're sticking as close as we possibly can. You know, everybody's wearing a mask pretty much, and, you know, we're trying to keep social distancing. And of course, we have the village employees that are out all the time encouraging people to recognize those things. And
no word yet, though, is when the Mescalero Apache Reservation reopens, and that includes both Mescalero Apache casinos. The New Mexico Department of Health reported 205 additional COVID-19 cases, and there have been 3 new cases reported in Lincoln County. Former Congressional District 2 Congressman Harry Teague recently endorsed Yvette Harrell to win that job. Even though Teague is a Democrat, it was a very important endorsement, that according to Harrell.
Oh, I tell you, it's so important. I could not be more thrilled to have the endorsement of Congressman Harry Teague because, again, it's just a testament to our hard work. It's a testament to our team and myself working with all New Mexicans, truly putting our words at work and truly doing what we said we wanted to do, and that's working for New Mexico. And having that endorsement just really is such an important and very special endorsement.
In charge of the news for Red Ocean and Lincoln County, I'm Tommy Reese.